Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins. It is the Bob Rose Show. We are totally live, baby. 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, I just, I know it happened this morning. Recently got word a deputy involved shooting approximately, I think it was like 2:26 a.m. this morning, Marion County, involving, a deputy, apparently, I think it was a white female, pulled over and shot at the deputy, and she returned fire. The officer's non-life-threatening injuries, and the, the other person she was taken to in a local hospital. So as soon as I get more information on that, I will share it with you. It's dangerous out there. And these folks put themselves on, in front of that danger every day. That's why we have valor, why we recognize that kind of above and beyond. That's coming up this morning at 8:35, thanks to our friends at Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense, and Shoot GTR. So we live in the first world. We have first world problems. Oh, my trip to Paris. I'll be on that awful plane for hours. Yeah. And you know what? Those flights are long. Let's be honest. You know, if you're flying over to Europe, but you look at it this way, you're blessed to be able to go to Europe. Shut it. Because I've caught myself, say, I've been across the big pond twice. And I'm fortunate to have been able to do that. But can you imagine 37 hours in a plane? 37 hours. That's exactly what the B-2 stealth bombers had to go through. So, yeah, you're on the B-2? What if you have to take a BM? Oh, there's a fix for that. They've got toilets, microwaves, usually a cooler for snacks. Wow. 37 hours. And no flight attendant. And certainly no cocktails. Oh, my. The fleet of advanced American bombers, originally designed to drop nuclear bombs on the Soviet Union, took off from the Whiteman Air Force Base outside of Kansas City on Friday for an 18-hour ride across the world, refueling several times in midair, which in itself is its own special mission. And that is an incredible feat that they perform. For such long trips to be bearable, the high-tech bombers have their cockpits outfitted with mini fridges and microwaves. And they have to, look, they've got to be fed. They got to be alert, you know. And so they have to be equipped, just like any plane, for long-haul flights. There's enough room for one pilot to lay down and rest while the other flies the Batwing jet. The B-2 first entered service in 1997. I remember when they first came out. It's just space age, cool looking, you know, stealth. Wow. And now we say that was how many years ago? That was 1997. The U.S. Air Force has a fleet of 19. They lost one in a crash in 2008. But, you got to have certain things, got to have them. And I guess the B-2 has what they need to get the job done. And this was a highly, highly successful mission called Operation Midnight Hammer. The amount of precision that it took, the amount of planning. Look, they've got like kind of a matrix of plans when it comes to attacking the nuclear sites of Iran. And, of course, they're always constantly updating it and changing it. But there have been some of the basic plans apparently have kind of been put in place a long time ago, like a decade or more. And that, you know, you constantly sort of upgrade that information, but you always have sort of this moving, rolling plan. And when it was go time, these folks were able to do it with 100% efficiency. No U.S. loss of life. Allegedly hit their, well, we know they hit their targets. Did they destroy those targets? You know, you're only going to have to guess when something's 300 feet down. It's going to be difficult. They'll use some satellite stuff. But that's tough. There's going to be people that say, oh, no, they didn't get it. They what a waste or some. I don't have any patience for that. You know? And now what's one of the things Iran is going to do is countermeasure, supposedly. Their parliament has voted to close the Strait of Hormuz. Close it? Like it's a store. You go on the internet, Strait of Hormuz. Currently it's closed. What? 20% of the world's oil flows through there. This move could block $1 billion in oil shipments per day, and that could send oil prices soaring. Brent crude oil, that's the international standard, jumped 3.9% to $80 a barrel. U.S. crude rose 4.3% to $77 a barrel. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see that. You're going to see there's going to be some fluctuations here. But we're going to deal with it. And then I've seen the information where, well, you know, Trump, he could lose some of his, you know, supporters. Not you know, that some voted for him because, you know, he was going to keep him out of war and all that. Look, I get that. But he's also vowed to keep Americans safe. Now, do I know 100% that they're an existential threat? 100% that Iran is that kind of threat? Well, like Marco Rubio said, why would you be burying stuff in the side of a mountain, you know? Why would you have, you know, uranium that's at 60% when it's just a step away from 90%? If you don't have a nuclear weapon or you're not working on one, there's no reason to have it at 60% even. There's no reason. So they absolutely, positively are working toward that end. And then they have and it's true, they have a space program. Yeah, Iran does. Now, are they going to fly to the moon? Do they have a real space program? No. Yeah, they want to fly into space with a nuclear warhead and then, you know, come back into the atmosphere and blow somebody to smithereens, you know, like the Great Satan or the Great Satan Jr. or whatever. Sometimes I lose track of who's who. But I know we're one of the Great Satans, us and Israel. Yeah, so they want to wipe us off the map. So are they 100% existential threat, 100%? No. But I'd say based on evidence, 99%. Let me put it to you this way. There's a greater chance that Iran, before this attack, could pull off a nuclear weapon, and would they use it or not? I'm pretty sure. So I'm just, to me, when they talk about existential threats, yeah, I have greater concerns about any nuclear program in the hands of ne'er-do-wells. I'm more afraid of that than, you know, the climate changing. And I feel like we could do a lot more about it than whatever climate change may be taking place. But that could just be me. Maybe you look at life a little differently after your life's been saved recently. I don't know. I do know this. It is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call now. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning and welcome to the Bob Rose Show. It is 7:21. It's time for What's Bugging You. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Yeah, it's me, Bob, live and alive. Yeah. All right, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Nick. Man, we went through some serious withdrawal last week, but we're glad you're back. What's bugging me is I give a random call to my brother up in Rhode Island where he grew up. I give him a call on Sunday. I hadn't really totally followed the Iran situation, but he's one of those total blue Democrat lunatics. And, like, I was just saying hello, and he's like, what did you think about the Trump thing? It was totally illegal. And, like, well, for 40 years they've been spouting death to America and, you know, the river to the sea thing. And he would not have any part of it. He's like, it was an illegal maneuver. And, like, yeah, whatever, dude. Almost nobody was hurt. So that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure that, yeah, that's not the first conversation that's going to sound a lot like that, indeed. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Pan. What's bugging you?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I just can't believe that people say that what Trump did was wrong, because I would much rather have to deal with Iran without a nuclear bomb. And that's where we were headed. And if they can't understand that, then they have serious problems. I'm so proud of our military and our president, and people should just wake up and find out what the truth is about what's going on in our country.
Yeah, the kind of negotiations that, you know, previous administrations like Biden and Obama, I mean, they were giving money to Iran. They were, you know, had a deal. But do you know, at the end of the day, that deal would have allowed them to have a certain amount of nuclear, they probably would have gotten a bomb. And that's when, if they followed the rules. Can you imagine the shift in the Middle East? What would occur? I mean, Saudi Arabia would be like, whoa. You allowed them to have a nuclear program. We want one. And then it would just go from there. And now you've got all the Middle East. Talk about a recipe for disaster. Yeah, that would be it. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I read an article a couple of days ago. It was written by a group of psychologists and psychiatrists, and they were basically saying that the modern day, or basically the old timer traditional parents, are handicapping their kids. They don't even know how to order their sandwiches, and that they need to have them go on vacation by themselves and go on subways by themselves at young ages. And I'm like, you know, by the time my kid was 16, they could do the entire grocery shopping, including going to the deli and asking what they need. Going and knowing what you want in your sandwich is not the same as sending your kid to a foreign country. All I'm thinking is Natalie Holloway. There's all kinds of kids that have disappeared and been killed. You know, it's my duty as a parent to protect them.
Right.
So that's what's bugging me. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Look, there's no going back once something, you know, bad happens. Yes. Do you want your kids to have a sense of maturity? Do you want them to be alert? You know, yes. And that's a parent's job to do those things. But to kind of, you know, throw the baby into the pool and go, you know, sink or swim, it might work for some parents, but I would not recommend it. Let's go to Jack. What's bugging you?
All these Democrats, they're saying things about Trump, and then us conservatives are saying Democrats said this, said that, but we don't believe it. Well, you know what? Listen up, conservatives. If you don't believe what the Democrats are saying, don't repeat it and just let it die off.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good theory. I'm not necessarily opposed to that. Or you could, you know, say what they're trying to say and then dismantle it completely, because it's not like the lefty news organizations like CNN and MSNBC and all that are going to see here. I guess it boils down to this. We're not afraid to have a dialogue and a conversation. We're conservatives. And in fact, we know that that's how we find a better way forward, by having dialogue and conversations. Now the far left is at a point where, no, they don't want to hear anything. It's so funny that a liberal, the definition of a liberal is open-minded. So they're not liberals. They're far left. Let's go to Jeff. What's bugging you?
Trans sports. I don't think I like trans sports.
I like Trans Ams. That's always been a favorite. Do I want men playing and competing with women? Of course not. All you have to do is like sort of measure it in time and space, and you go back. Okay, well, was there ever any point like in history that what a great idea. It just doesn't make sense to me. You know, I've got a son and two daughters, so I've seen different. I have some perspective in that. No, my oldest daughter, Rihanna, you know, competed at the high school level. Basketball, some volleyball, track for sure. Yeah. They train so hard, you know. Why would you want to take away their wins, their victories, state titles, break records, all kinds of things by biological males? And then there's the whole chance of getting, you know, hurt. It's just crazy. It's just crazy, I say. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up about an hour from now at 8:35, Valor. We shine the light on those who go above and beyond, taking care of us and looking out for us, our first responders and law enforcement. That's coming up. 97.3, The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, remember our friend Chuck Clements? Guy served in the Florida legislature. He put like 17 years in at Santa Fe. Did a great job there. Got another gig. University of Florida announced Friday. Former state rep Chuck Clements will step into the role of vice president for government and community relations. He's got a rich amount of experience and a great track record. Santa Fe is awesome. They are, you know, clearly on the map, number one, I think, more than a couple of years they've been ranked. So why not? He knows the lay of the land. He knows how to deal with the Florida legislature. He has experience there. And sounds like it's a great move for everyone involved. I don't know what Chuck's problem is. I mean, dude, chill out, man. You made your money. You can retire. He's one of those people. You know what I'm talking about? The people that just, they would rather be busy. They would rather be doing things, and education's very important, and very important in our community, right? So he continues to give back and to stay busy and to stay out of his lovely wife's way so she can continue to bake what I understand to be pretty fine items. Yep. All right, so Chuck Clements, congratulations, my friend, and that'll be another, you know, kind of connection that we have if there's some things going on at the University of Florida, great new programs or things that they're going to institute. And we'll have another vantage point that we can share with you via Chuck. All right. Yeah, can you believe it? It's like a week ago, just a couple hours from now, around 9:30, I started getting this unbelievable pain in my chest. Now, I'd gotten it the day before. I thought it was really bad heartburn. Well, you know, we went over to St. Augustine. We had friends. We were partying with friends. And, you know, we're having a good old time. Probably ate too much, you know? A little bloated. And, I took some Tums or Rolaids or whatever. And so I felt better. That was Sunday evening. I sleep, fine, no problem. Go to work Monday morning, no problem. Then all of a sudden, about 9:30, it starts hitting me, this chest pain, and I'm like, oh, man, no, it can't be. And so when I go into severe pain, I can't help it. My body just dumps. I'll pass out. I already know that. It's like I'll never be a torture victim. I will pass out long before you can inflict a level of pain to get information out of me. So I hit the floor. I threw my papers at Greg. I'm like, you got to finish it. It was like the smoking gun. I only had to go like another 35 seconds. I just couldn't do it. Man, I had broken to this unbelievable sweat. Anyway, long story short, went to North Florida, had an artery blocked in my heart 100%. They put in a stent, and now I'm here today to tell you that I am alive and well, at least physically. I wasn't in the psychiatric unit, so that would be another story. But no, I'm happy to be alive and really want to thank the great care of everybody at North Florida. They really were above and beyond. They didn't know who I was, so that was special. And they have a program. You can tell they have a program. It's like, you know, everybody should be cordial and friendly and high. And, you know, it's the opposite of it's not my job. If you've ever encountered that kind of thing. And I was railing on healthcare recently, even saying, man, if you don't have a healthcare advocate, good luck. You're going to die in a hospital. And although I think that's still an intelligent way to go, to have people that you trust that are looking out for you on the scene, I got to tell you, these folks, I was impressed, really, really impressed. So whatever that program that they, you know, institute, I think it's going to work out just fine for them. All right. And thanks so much for the outpouring, you know, like on social media messages. Really means a lot. You know, people pulling for you. And I try to do the same thing, encouragement others. You know, when you see people pray for me on Facebook, and I always, I attempt to do that. And you know, there you go. Look how it all comes back around. Oh, interesting little back and forth with Secretary of State Rubio and old Marge Brennan at CBS. Not old, but hey, Marge. She's the host of Face the Nation. So she's got Rubio in there. You know, she's trying to drill him about, you know, did that weaponization, did that come? Do we have intelligence that the Supreme Leader had ordered weaponization? Rubio's like, ugh, you got to be kidding me, right? Margaret Brennan continues, you know, did he order the code red? Rubio's still, you know, calm and cool. He's like, why would you bury things in a mountain 300 feet under the ground? Why would you have 60% enriched uranium? You don't need that. The only countries in the world that have uranium at 60% are countries that have nuclear weapons, because it can quickly make it to 90, and 90 is weapons grade. They have all the elements. Why do you have a space program, Iran? You going to the moon? No. They're trying to build an ICBM so that they can one day put a warhead on it. And that day was approaching until Operation Midnight Hammer, when the B-2s pounded with these 30,000-pound bombs. I mean, just bunker busters And apparently they feel like it was highly effective. We'll see. Brennan cited Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard's March congressional testimony that Iran had not ordered the construction of a nuclear weapon. The Face the Nation host asked Rubio if the U.S. intelligence community had learned anything new since Gabbard's testimony. Rubio accused Brennan of not presenting the assessment accurately. Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan, she went on. Rubio said, look, that's not an inaccurate representation of it. That's not how intelligence is read. That's now how intelligence is used. He went on to state that the International Atomic Energy Agency recently found Iran was not in compliance with its nuclear non-proliferation agreements. The report found that Iran could not account for how traces of uranium were found at undeclared nuclear sites. And it goes on from there. But yeah, it basically boils down to we've got 60% enriched uranium. You don't need that unless you have a nuclear weapon or you're working on one. And they have a space program, and they're now going to the moon. They just want to put nuclear warheads on top of ICBMs and launch away. Look, those clerics are suicidal. I believe that. I mean, they're doing everything they can. Think about it. Number one sponsor of state terror. So here's a country that's had difficulty financially. And when they do get money, how do they spend it? Sponsoring terrorism? Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthi, the Blowfish, all of them. To do what? You don't win any wars with a bunch of these like proxy groups. No, you wreak havoc. You irritate the hell out of your neighbors and your enemies. That's all they are. They continually irritate. Well, someone would say, gosh, it sure seems like they're itching for a fight. Yes, they are. It's a suicidal mission. They think that they do. They believe that this is the future, that they can speed up the future where, I don't know, their version of how things are going to turn out, you know, based on their beliefs. They're like, yeah, we can turn that clock up. Whereas I think, you know, people who are fundamentally Christian believing kind of believe that, well, you know, when and if God is ready to, turn us into dust, that'll happen at any time. And that for our ability to kind of speed that clock up, nah, it doesn't really work for us. But they believe that. They want something to happen. I mean, and then when you put it in that perspective, you're like, you really want people that think like that? And I'm not saying the Iranian people think like that, but the clerics in charge absolutely do. And they're the ones that are pushing for this program and have been. So, I mean, think about it. Here's an American woman. She's host of this show. I'm sure she's paid very, very handsomely. And she wants to question, well, you know, are we sure that the Supreme Leader ordered weaponization? Oh, because it didn't come out in an Intel memo, you know? Memo regarding nuke program. Hey, yo, y'all, get it together. I heard the centrifuges are not spinning full time. Get it done. I don't know that you're going to find that in there. I don't know that that's in there. But clearly they have several programs to refine uranium. End of story. And they said, by the way, oh, we'd like to wipe Israel and America off the map. Like to obliterate them, whatever. And we know. Think about it. What is it? What is the whole terrorism thing? What is that all about? You keep kicking and pricking and, you know, pushing your neighbor, pushing them around. You keep, you know, waiting for retaliation. That's the whole purpose behind it. They want to rub our rhubarb, I'd like to say. They want to rub our rhubarb the wrong way. Well, they rubbed it. And Trump said, you know what? Little children shouldn't be playing with nuclear toys. So we're going to go ahead and take that little toy away from you, okay? And I really hope, it's my prayer. I know the administration doesn't want to say this. We all want there to be a change of leadership in Iran. And I guarantee you that at least 85% of the population does as well. It's 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is still on vacation. I have a heart attack. Greg's like, got my feet up, the mountain air. I got time for that. Now, he'll be back on Wednesday. We'll keep things moving right here. Don't forget, Valor 835 right here on 97.3 The Sky. Yeah! Pump it up. It is the Bob Rose Show. Absolutely live and alive. And I like that. Thanks for all your well wishes. Yep. Just back to the, well, it's not even the grind. You know, just back on that horse. Hi-ho, Silver. 7:50 right now, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Don't forget, Valor coming up at 8:35. We'll shine the spotlight of another special law enforcement or first responder person or persons. That's coming up. It just happens to be law enforcement this time. Hint. Thanks to Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense, and Shoot GTR for being a vital part of the program so we can put that forward. Now, I don't mean to be too nosy, but how much are you worth, Miss Pelosi? And she said, Bob, a lot more than you think. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. What's the deal? They're calling her the She-Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah, I think I saw her on that flight. Oh, book of sugar and backsides. Come on, Nancy. Settle down. She's raked in between 7.8 and 42.5 million in 1 year. In 1 year. What are we paying these people? What are we paying? Yeah, she makes a whopping like $185,000 a year. Well, I'm not kidding you. Now, to some of us, that's not a bad paycheck. But we don't have houses in California and have to pay rent in D.C. and all that. I guess she can afford it, though, huh? Her estimated net worth with venture capitalist hubby Paul Pelosi could now top out at about $413 million. They're worth $500 million. Now, here's the interesting thing. Look, I don't know how they earned their money initially. I know they're probably wise investors. But as it turns out, they're like beyond good. Pelosi raked in millions, and her portfolio, ready, outperformed every large hedge fund with stunning returns. So something between her and her husband, wow. They know things that other people don't. Her exact net worth, of course, is not known because lawmakers are only required to disclose ranges. Don't you think that they should have full disclosure of their financial stuff all the time? And do you think to end this insider trading, you simply say you can't, you know, mess with your portfolio? You got to put it in the, you know, in the hands of a fund or whatever, and it's set for the period of while you're, you know, is it important for you to hold office or not? Well, not as important as making money. Okay. Well, then maybe someone else will. Anyway, market research from Quiver Quantitative estimates single figure based on a daily stock values and tracks, places the pair's worth at least $257 million. That's up $26 million from a year earlier. 1 year. But you know, it is interesting. Can that buy Nancy time? I don't think so. The value of their other ventures, which include but are not limited to a Napa Valley winery, ownership in a political data and consulting firm, a stake in a Bay Area Italian restaurant, mean Pelosi's worth could be far, far higher than the estimated range. A large chunk of the couple's fortune has come from a sizable stock portfolio and timely trades, all done in Paul Pelosi's name. Former House Speaker, who's so infamous for trading Missouri, Representative Josh Hawley, named a bill after her. Yeah. And her husband dumped 5,000 shares of Microsoft stock that was worth an estimated $2.2 million in July, one of their largest sales in 3 years, a few short months before the FTC announced an antitrust investigation into the tech giant. And I could go on with these kinds of illustrations, how they got rid of stock just before something bad was going to happen or just wandered into an unbelievably great deal. They have no shame. It's like cheating on a test. If you get 100 and you're not normally somebody who breaks the 90s very often as a student, you don't think that the teacher is going to see some red flags there? 100, perfect. And you'd probably get busted. But these people have no shame. When their investments outperform major hedge funds, and I mean outperform them, I don't know. But I guess if people in her district keep on electing her, I mean theoretically, she could probably afford to give each of them a pretty good chunk of change and still be okay. They're approaching or may have surpassed $500 million. And I wasn't going to say insider trading, but come on. Let's try to keep it real. Don't forget, coming up 8:35, we've got Valor. Also, reminder, Bob Rose Show podcast. You'll never miss a minute of the show when you download the Bob Rose podcast, wherever you normally would download your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you're in, baby. Free to wander around the entire pod. Good morning and welcome, and happy Monday. 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.